in your Anapanasati talks, so that somebody's listened to. There's a series of talks I gave years ago on mindfulness of breathing. You talk about sikkhati, defined as to train, which is, how do you say, the act of, there's 16 steps in the discourse that the Buddha gives on mindfulness of breathing, and 14 of those steps. The relevant verb that's used is sikkhati, which means to train or to learn from. And it goes on, the question goes on, I'm not sure how active to be, because when I train, I have a goal in mind. But when I learn from, I'm more relaxed and open to what is revealed. Similarly, today with mindfulness defined as looking after something, I'm not sure how to point the compass without coming from self-view. And that's a it's a great question, because the again, it's sort of that that elusive just right. How do you find that just right point where there's a quality of applying oneself with a certain assiduousness, but also a balance that's not tying oneself up in knots. So that, and I think that's why, again, it's, to me, it's helpful to, I was saying before, it's helpful to know some of these key words in Pali, because just like that word sikkhati, it means both things, to train, there was a refrain that actually one of the monks at Abhayagiri just compiled a whole collection. It's just printed it as a book, small printing, title of the book is "Thus You Should Train Yourselves," and it's that verb, that sikkhati, the verb. But it also has nuances of meaning. It's not just sort of, because we, in the English language, when we use the word train, it's sort of like, you know, get your gym shorts on and get out there and train, work up a real sweat and really, really push. It's also, the meaning is to learn from, to be educated by, or to educate oneself. So it has a fuller meaning. That sense of, in the question of I'm not sure how active to be, the level of, say, activity or application, one has to be reflecting and gauging what the result is, in the sense that one of the standards that the Buddha has given as a guideline for knowing whether one is practicing properly or appropriately or not is when wholesome dhammas increase and unwholesome dhammas decrease. And so that to be reflecting on that. Okay, what are the wholesome, skillful, beneficial qualities of the heart, and are they increasing, or are the unskillful, unwholesome increasing? So then that's an inner measuring stick that is not it's not an external one. In the sense of, if you do exactly this way, then you're going to know that you're practicing properly. But it's, one has to turn the attention inwards and be able to gauge for oneself what is the quality of the heart, what is the qualities of mind that are present. So that takes a certain degree of clear comprehension and attentiveness. So those are the in terms of a compass, one wants to be paying attention to what the result is. Okay.